Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for the Steelers Hangover. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. Alongside me is my good friend, Tony DeFeo. Man, are you're still coming down from a hangover from draft, or was it from being... on touchdown under the other day?
Yeah, the time difference. I'm jet lag. I'm just getting used to my old routine. Wow.
See, when they ask you, when Mark Davison and Matty Peverell ask you to be on touchdown under, you don't realize you have to fly down there. You have to fly to Australia to hang out with them and do it live.
But I will say this: that whole accent thing, it's real. after my brief stint in Australia, they dig it.
I can see you with the Yinzer accent in Australia getting all kinds of babes. just like Marky Davison, when he comes to the U.S.,
oh, yeah,
the babes love him. And there he is. He's in the live chat, too.
There you go.
Hey, the draft, that's all we've been talking about.
Right.
And it has been – it's – been done for about a week, and now the schedule is coming out. But the big thing about the draft is we're getting all excited about these players that they brought in, and we're getting excited about the undrafted free agents as well. But do the Steelers still need to take a visit to the vet, Tony? That's the question here.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think they're okay. I don't say okay, but I think they've brought in enough for offense, like the line. I think they like Zach Banner as a right tackle, and I think they still like Shooks and Joe Hague's a good veteran for depth. But that defense, you got to like most of it, but you're still, I think, cornerback is a question mark, outside linebacker as far as depth. Yeah, I think there might be a reason to do that.
So this is what we're going to talk about on the show. I mean, we are going to, skip the gristle and get straight to the bone here on the Hangover and talk about the Steelers' needs. We're going to continue to talk about who they drafted, but if it is enough to keep them going to the vet. And when we say going to the vet, we're not talking about taking their schnauzer for a snippin'. What we're saying is we need to see if you need to bring a veteran player in. And you saw that today, the Kansas City Chiefs, when they let go Eric Fisher, when they did not re-sign him, he was a big free agent, and he was on the wish list of a lot of Steelers fans. He went for a lot of money. He still went for about $9 million to the Indianapolis Colts, and he's injured. We had the big news last week with Alejandro Villanueva signing with the Baltimore Ravens officially. We knew that was going to happen, but he got a guaranteed $8 million. And on a 2-year, $14 million deal that's guaranteed for eight, that's pretty good money for a guy late in his career. So everybody that said, oh, he's going to retire, he should retire. Why should he retire when he can get that kind of money?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So
it's like the old joke that Daniel Tosh said about Brett Favre. Keep playing till he's 80 if you're going to keep paying him.
Well, I think, you know, I say this over and over and over again. Ben Roethlisberger is not going anywhere until you make him.
Right.
If he can get more money and if he can get a contract, and hey, man, if you love what you do and you still feel you can do it, you're going to do it. And if a team's going to have you, you're going to have it. I mean, I doubt that we'll see Ben Roethlisberger in another uniform, but you could. You could see any of these. Nobody ever thought that they would see Alejandro Villanueva in another team's uniform, but that's exactly what happened. And I have no problem with it. Now, let me ask you this before we get straight into the topic. Alejandro Villanueva came out and took some shots. Definitely took some shots. Do they bother you really, Tony?
No, because I mean, from my perspective, I thought he was just joking. Like when I read the quote about David DeCastro and Kevin Zeitler being an upgrade as far as his work commute buddy, I laughed. I thought he was just taking a friendly jab at him. I don't think he would want to put himself in that position where he's taking shots at his old team and he has to sit there and answer all those questions and talk about it in a regular season and be a target for his old. I think he was just joking.
Now, Wilfredo Vasquez 11 gives us $2, and thank you so much, Wilfredo. We appreciate it on the super chat. If you want to use the super chat option to get to the top of the queue, feel free. He says, I really want to see Watt against Villanueva. I think everybody wants to see that, because where Villanueva struggled a little bit last year was against the run, but even more, a little bit more against the pass. When he's against the pass rush. So I can't wait to see what they can do. But it's funny because, you know, when you go against these guys in practice, and they've gone against each other in practice before, because remember, Watt was on that side as a rookie, on Villanueva's side. And so they learn things about the own players that they go up against. And I'm sure that Villanueva has some tricks, but I think more often than not, you're going to see Watt win that. So I'm really anxious to see that. I think that would be great. But where Villanueva was talking about, you know, blocking for the run, and he's going to a pure running team, and so he's going to be happy there. But the Steelers were terrible running the football last year, and he was a part of that. So that's really interesting too. So I'm anxious to see that, but I wish him nothing but good things. It's going to be weird seeing him in purple, but I have no problem. Tyler Bow, who's become a good friend of the show, says, blasphemy, Ben will retire before play as a rat bird. I will never say never. I would never put a bet down on it. Gavin says the fact that they did not extend Ben's contract and just use void year shows he's retiring after the season. Not so fast.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet on that.
we have been incorrectly predicting Ben Roethlisberger's future for a long time.
Yep.
And now when and I just lost it here, I think it was Sherry that said something about Ben going out like Brett Favre, and I lost it because I'm Sherry Richards said that, and Ben's gonna go out like Favre. I could see that. I could see kicking and screaming is what I think is gonna happen with Ben Roethlisberger. Go ahead.
No, and if he wants to, if that's how he wants to do it, if he wants to play with another team because he has to move on from Pittsburgh, because because the Steelers decided to move on from him, then that's fine. I mean, he doesn't really you like to see him retire as a Steeler, but if he wants to keep playing and Pittsburgh doesn't want him, Pittsburgh doesn't see him factoring in their near future, then, you know, I wouldn't have a problem with that. It's you only get to play this game for so long. And after you hang him up, it's pretty much for good. So I can't blame a player for wanting to stick around, even if it's not with the team that he grew up with.
Dallas Quinley writes, best unsexy move was re-signing Rudolph. I really think it was. You know, that's a super smart move, because you're not going to that's really the best thing that you could have behind Ben right now than signing somebody else to bring in, because there's really nobody to sign to bring in right now. So I don't think that was a terribly bad idea. Doesn't mean that he is going to be the future quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just means that he might be a place setter if indeed this is Ben's last year.
Right. So
awesome stuff. 83 says, I trust the GM. If they ever say Ben is done, then Ben is done. Yeah, I mean, I could agree with that too, but I still say Ben Roethlisberger, Will Ferrell, kicking and screaming.
But if that were the case, if that is the case next year where Ben's gone and Mason Rudolph's still here, he will be here. He's signed a contract for 2022. Well, what a great opportunity. Even if they don't figure him in their plans as their starter, he's going to have a chance to do it. I would assume, unless they bring a quarterback in the first round, unless Dwayne Haskins realizes his potential this year and they really fall in love with him. Mason Rudolph's going to get a chance next year to show what he's got.
The offensive line, says Mark L. Kane, better blocker, he won't make it through the season. Hey, he made it through last season, and I really didn't think they blocked very well, because Ben did a very good job of getting that ball off early, and that was a lot of the problem. The thing that everybody's excited to see is what Ben does in the Matt Canada offense, and yeah. Ryan O'Toole's really excited about that. And he also says, Tony, loved your article today on the draft. So well, good job, Ryan. There. Thanks, Ryan, for the $5. I appreciate it. Yeah. I mean, Matt Canada's offense, hopefully that affords Ben a little bit more time, because he wasn't getting the time last year. And that all goes back to what the title of the show is. Will the Steelers have to go to the vet? And on the offensive side of the ball, Eric Fisher's gone now. He was never with the Steelers, but he is off the board. A lot of people wanted him there. Like I said, he cost a lot of money. There's some names out there. Mitchell Schwartz, Rick Wagner, Jason Peters, James Carpenter, and Bobby Massey. I don't think any of those guys are guys that you want to bring in. I think the Steelers at this point would rather just stick with a guy like see what they have with the guys that they signed in the form of their left tackle, number 72, Mr. Zach Banner, or their left tackle, Chuks Okorafor. And then, I'm sorry, if I said left tackle, I meant right tackle for Mr. Banner. Now, there is one more free agent out there that was let go last week. He is a Pro Bowl player for the Bears, Charles Leno. Really interesting. Do you think that they would go after a guy like Charles Leno, or if they're going to spend money, are they going to spend it on the defensive side of the ball? And don't say what money, because they'll find some money if they have to.
If they have to, yeah. I think if they're going to spend the money, it's going to be on defense. A guy like Leno, he's sort of like Eric Fisher or even Al Villanueva, even though he wasn't cut. They decided not to bring him back because they wanted to go younger and maybe cheaper. So a guy like Leno, I think they've invested in Banner and that 2-year contract, and they still have Shooks, and I think they want to see what they have in him. So Leno sounds like another one of those guys that's going to, even though he was cut, it was just for cap purposes. And so I think he's probably going to get a decent deal somewhere. And I think, you know, Steelers aren't going to want to spend that kind of money on the offensive line. If they do spend, it might be on the other side of the ball.
Okay. Awesome stuff. Says a lot can happen in a year. Pointless to pontificate too much until we see Ben in Canada. It could go really well, or Ben could fall off a cliff or somewhere in between. The next quarterback could be anyone. I appreciate that. Awesome stuff. But here's the deal. We got to do a show. We have to come up with things to talk about on the show. If not, there's just going to be dead air and we don't have jobs here. So
yeah,
there, everybody, a lot of people are pontificating. We got to do that too. So right. I get it. Well, Fredo gives us some more cash. $5. Thank you, buddy. I really don't mind players leaving and being successful. I wish nothing but the best. But why do they always play the hurt girlfriend role, especially AB? You know, I mean, that's a good example there. AB did play the hurt girlfriend role, but AB did that himself. We also get a go ahead, Tony.
Well, I was going to say about AB. I mean, I think he's kind of moved on. You really haven't heard much about from him over the last year or so. So maybe we have to do a little bit of letting go of AB as ourselves. But I really mangled that. But you know what I mean.
Odessa Hall, hey Odessa, it's good to see you back. Gives us a super sticker, and we really appreciate that. $10. Thank you so much. If you do have a question or do have a comment, throw it in there. Tony and I will throw it back, and we'll throw it up there right away. So thank you so much. We do really appreciate that. And also, we have Wilfredo giving us another $2. Thank you so much. And now Big Al. Yeah, maybe Tony's right. Maybe Big Al is just having fun screwing around, because he did have that personality to do stuff like that. But right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could always be something like, you know, when you're going to a division rival, you're going to Baltimore from Pittsburgh. Hey, that's currying favor with the fans, and the fans in purple are going to love that coming in. I'm hearing something like that. That's not something you expect from Big Al, but or maybe he was just tired of the way things were going. So maybe he was tired of all the passing, because he definitely felt to bring it up. And that's the reason that he didn't want to come back. And the Steelers obviously didn't want to give him money as well. So Tony, I want to talk about the defensive side of the ball. And Michael Beck wrote a great article today. And if you did not get a chance to see it, it is on BTSC, the editorial side, which a lot of people don't realize that we come from BTSC, from behindthesteelcurtain.com. The podcast network and being on YouTube was basically, we're a spinoff of that.
Right.
So when you say what came first, the editorial came first. And where I do most of my work now on the podcast side, and Tony probably splits his work. He does half and half. But I do so much work on the on this side of it. You just see my name all the time on it, because I'm writing the articles for everybody's podcast. And that's so you see me on there and you think but I do so much more over here. And you see, you have the writers like, of course, the co-editors, Dave Schofield and Jeff Hartman. You have Michael Beck and Jeffrey Benedict and Tony and Shannon White and KT. They're doing all of those articles on that side of the ledger. Tony does a lot more as far as, Tony doesn't do straight news. He does commentary, and that's what I like to do more. And if you ask me, and I'm not trying to wax your car because you're here, I'm just saying, I think Tony is one of the best in the business when it comes to commentary. And I just love listening to his stuff.
No, but I'm not just saying this either, but Brian, since he took over as the podcast manager, we've gone from here all the way up to here. Like, we're up here now. You can't even see it. That's how high the podcasting platform has grown. So Brian has done a tremendous job as the manager. So let's give it up for Brian.
Well, thanks. And Jeff has a lot to do with it, because Jeff and I and Dave, we put our heads together to change this and just make sure that we have a whole lot of content. So I appreciate that. But let's talk about the defensive side of the ball. And in Michael Beck's article, he brought out 10 guys. And those 10 guys that he brought out could all help the Steelers in different ways. So what I kind of want to do is I want to take his article from 10 to 1. And I would like to examine these players, Tony.
Okay.
I'm laughing. Steelers freak just made fun of us. Quid pro blow.
Fair enough.
I guess that's what it is. That's fine. We're cool with that. So I want to go ahead and take these players from 10 to 1. and see if these guys would help the Steelers, or if you think that they did just well enough with the draft that they don't really have to go this route. There's some of these guys that I would look at and some of these guys that I would stay away from. And there's going to be some surprises on this list as well. And that's something that we are going to do after the break. You don't want to miss it. And then we are also, the second half of the show is something you definitely want to tune in, because Tony and I will tell you which guy on this list on the defensive side of the ball that would be the best bet for the Pittsburgh Steelers to sign and who would help them immediately in 2021. So somebody we would love to see. So if you are on Facebook or you're on YouTube checking us out, just go ahead. We are going to go ahead and take a quick break. We're going to take our quick stretch, and then we're going to come back and do number two. Well, excuse me. Let me rephrase that. We're going to do part two of the show. And all right. I didn't see that coming. And if you are on the podcast platform, I am a child, Tony. I do apologize. But if you're checking us out on the audio only side and you're listening to this later on, just go ahead and download number two. It's free to do. It's really easy. And we will be back right after this. Patty Man gets it. That was not intended, but he gets it. So we will be back right after this. Stick around to the Steelers Hangover.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.